Be'ezrus Hashem, Minchas Chinuch, the mitzvah of Tashbisu, mitzvah tes, Shir Beis. The pasuk says, Ach b'yoyim harishoyin Tashbisu, and the Gemara in Psochem Daf Hei, from various haychoches, comes to the conclusion that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is on Yudalid Nisan, before Pesach starts. From Ach Cholok, from the Chatzois Hayoyim of Yudalid Nisan, is the mitzvah of Tashbisu. But the shaila is the mitzvah of Tashbisu only on Yudalid Nisan? And once it becomes Leil Tesvav, for the next 7 days of Pesach, you have the lav of Bal Yiroa, Bal Yimotze. But the mitzvah of Tashbisu is already not applicable. The mitzvah of Tashbisu is only on Yudalid. Oydilma, the mitzvah of Tashbisu starts on Yudalid, but it then continues on through the 7 days of Pesach together with the Bal Yiroa. The Shittas of the Rishonim, Toisus and Psachim Choftes, and Pashtus of Gemara Kemat in Psachim Tzadihei, that Lo Yiroi is nitik to the essay of Tashbisu, that's mashma, that it's nitik to the essay of Tashbisu that continues on during the 7 days. But there is a tzad on the Rishonim that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is only on Yudalid. The Urzeruah clears the Shaila, the Maram Chalava in Psachim Daf Dalid, the Tshuvas Noid B'Yehuda, Simen Chof, the famous Shaila about Yorushim, that Yarshin Chametz on Pesach, if they have the Tashbisu, and over there he handles if there's Tashbisu during the 7 days. Now the emissary is the Rambam, in the Mefteach, before he starts the Hilchas Chametz U'Matzah, in the Mefteach, the Rambam always tells us what the mitzvahs are relevant that are going to be in those halachas, and you can be medayik, the shoyness of the Rambam over there also. The Rambam over there says, Tashbisu biyoy marbo asar. And then separately, there's a lav of Lo Yiro, Shivas Yomim. Oh, but Tashbisu biyoy marbo asar. It's mashma that the Tashbisu is only on the 14th. It's the Bigishmak, the Rambam holds that it's not a nitikal essay. But there's another girsa there in the Frankel, they bring a different girsa, Tashbisu miyoy marbo asar. And that's a world of difference, of course. Is the girsa in the Rambam and the Mefteach, Tashbisu biyoy marbo asar, or miyoy marbo asar? And of course, that would mean including all through the 7 days. I so brought down that they shteltzu a balaturim, and meduchzich it's a toyis, I want to speak out, that the balaturim on the pasuk, ach b'yayim arishin tashbisu, the balaturim says, ach is gematria choiva, she'ein choiva ela b'yayim harishin. And it was mistakenly quoted that the balaturim is saying that the tashbisu is only on yudalid, ach b'yayim arishin, she'ein choiva ela b'yayim harishin. Aber avada, the balaturim means something else entirely. The ratio of this pasuk is Shivas Yomim Matzois Teichelu Ach Bayom Harishin Tashbisu, and the balaturim is darshening the words Ach Bayom Harishin Al Reisha Dekra Benigay Hilchas Matzah. That even though it says Shivas Yomim Matzois Teichelu, aber Ach V'Choiva is only Bayom Harishin, as he says that only Bayom Harishin it's Choiva, which is a Gemara in Pesachim Kufchof. That's L'Choira the Kavon of the balaturim Lagabi Hilchas Matzah, and nothing referring to our Shaila here if Tashbisu is the entire 7 days. The Menachas Chinuch then continues that you have chametz of shel acherim v'shel gavoya. You can have various other kinds of chametz besides regular chametz. Chametz shel acherim v'shel gavoya. There's no bal yiroa and there's no tashbisu. But the Gemara says in Psachim, and the Menachas Chinuch talks about this more by Rikas in the lav of bal yiroa and bal yimotze later on. Aber on the lav of bal yiroa bal yimotze on chametz shekibel olav achrayis. Even though there's a miyat, shalchoy yataroya, avalataroya shalachayrim shalgavoya, but chometz shekibel olav achrayis, you are chayiv. Now this is interesting, the Shagas Aryeh in Siman Ayin Zayin has an Arichus Dvorin where he says that chometz shekibel olav achrayis is even more chomer than regular chometz that you own, because chometz shekibel olav achrayis doesn't have the opportunity of doing bittel. Bittel only works on chometz that's yours. Chometz that's mamish yours, you could be mavatel. But chometz of kibel olav achrayis, even bittel doesn't help, even if you mevatel it beforehand. Shagas Aryeh brings etlech arayis to this. One of them is the Gemara says, that Rabbi Yehuda says, bir chometz misreifa frek the Gemara, and if you're not going to have eitzim, what are you going to do? What's the problem? You could do bittel. Zok to Shagas Aryeh, yeah, it's chometz shekibel olav achrayis, bittel doesn't help. Also, there's a lav of lo sishchat al chometz dam zivchi. How do you ever get Malkus for that lav? It's Hasra, Sofik. Maybe Belev, the person did Bittel. So he's not shechting the carbon Pesach al Chimtzoy. Again, Zakta Shagas Aryeh, it could be Mishkachas that he has Chometz of Kibbal Olav Achrayis. On that, Even bittel doesn't help. The Mechas Chinuch then brings a very interesting maisa, the sugya in Psochem Daf Chof Ches. We know there's a machloikis Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda if the Isser Achilas Chometz is even on Erev Pesach. Rab Shimon, the Tana Rab Shimon holds that the Isser of Loisoichal Chometz, Achilas Chometz only starts on Leil Tezvov. There's no lav for eating Chometz on Erev Pesach from Chatzos. And Rab Yehuda argues, Rab Yehuda holds that we have a lav of eating Chometz already from Chatzos. It's a machloikis Rishonim whether we paskin like Rab Shimon or Rab Yehuda. Now, but Pashtus, one would understand that according to Rab Shimon, that there's no lav of eating chametz on Erev Pesach, so you're allowed to eat chametz on Erev Pesach. Until Leil Tesvov, you could still eat chametz. Zok Toisvis, and many of the Rishonim, Toisvis and Chofches over there, he says, even like Rab Shimon, that there's no lav of loisoichal chametz, that lav only starts on Leil Tesvov. But avada, it's osur to eat chametz starting from Chatzos. Because if there's a mitzvah of Tashbisu, the mitzvah of Tashbisu Gufa says that you can't eat it. Now that's interesting. The Baal Amor Lamashal says, Punk Fakert, according to Rab Shimon, that you're allowed to eat chametz, there's no lav of eating chametz on Erev Pesach, so Givaldik, you could eat the chametz on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. In fact, you're doing a big mitzvah, you're being Mekayim Tashbisu. Eim lecha Tashbisu Godol Mizeh. You know, there's a Rishash that even adds a twist. We know that Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Bi or Chametz El Asreifa, Zokter Rishash, B'derech Melitza, that when you eat the Chametz, that's also Bi or Chametz B'Sreifa. Because Ki Ha'odom Eitz Hasodeh. So when the person eats it, it's a Kiyum of Tashbisu, and it's even a Kiyum of the Din Sreifa of Tashbisu. A wunder. But that's what the Baal Amor says, that, like Rabbi Shimon, that there's no lav of eating Chametz, so you can eat it, and that will be the Tashbisu. But Toisvis, the Ramban, most of the Rishonim, they say no. That even though there's no lav of Leisoichal Chametz, but it's usher to eat chametz. Tashbisu Gufa tells me that you're not allowed to eat chametz. If you have to be mashbis the chametz, you can't be eating the chametz. Kom techois that the whole machlekes, Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, about eating chametz on Erev Pesach, whether there's a lav, they're arguing if there's malkis for the lav of leisoichal chametz. Or bravad, it's usher to eat the chametz. Tashbisu doesn't allow you to eat the chametz. Zok the Nesivis, in the Makor Chaim, the Nesivis writes, that according to Rab Shimon, that the reason why you're not allowed to eat chametz on Erev Pesach is because of Tashbisu, but it's not that the Pasuk says a lashon of loisoichal, just that Tashbisu teaches you that it has to be destroyed, and obviously not by eating it. So it's not a regular din of achila, it doesn't have the gedorim of achila, could be even achila shaloi kedark is going to be yosser, because it's not the lashon of achila. But on the other hand, in the Ramban it's mashma, and I saw the Chazanish wanted to say that's what Taisus means also. It's not the pshat that Tashbisu itself asers ba'achila. No, it's a giloi. That if the Torah says that you have to already get rid of the chametz at chatzois, you have to be mashbisit, obviously it's aser to eat it also. Even though we don't find the pasuk of Leisoichal that tells us that. The psukim that Reb Shimon works out there, all the psukim that refer to Isser Achila, start on Leil Tezvov. That's the machlekes Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Whether there's an extra pasuk there that's marvah, not eating it on Erev Pesach. Reb Shimon doesn't have such a pasuk. Oh, but if the Torah said there's a mitzvah of Tashbisu that you must destroy it, that itself, ein lecha makar gadol mizeh, that it's aser to eat. That it's aser to eat. No, the Menchas Chinuch is mesupik weiter. Is it aser to eat a chetzi kezayis? Because b'derech klal, by macholas asuris, like Rabbi Yehuda, chetzi shir aser min ha-Torah. But over here it's totally in the gedorim of Tashbisu. And the Shagas Aryeh Ki Yedua holds that in the din of Tashbisu, in the din of Baal Yirah, since that's not an Isser Achila, so it doesn't have the shir kezayis, it has the shir kezayis, it doesn't have the din of chetzi shir aser min ha-Torah. Because the musig of chetzi shir aser min ha-Torah is only by macholas asuris. By Baal Yirah and Tashbisu, there's no din of chetzi shir. If you have less than a chetzi shir of chametz, kenzan you can eat it on Erev Pesach. Like Reb Shimon. Like Reb Yehuda, that there's a lav of loisoichal chametz on Erev Pesach. So there's a lav. And to eat a chetzi shir is also chetzi shir asa min ha-Torah. But like Reb Shimon, be'emes there's no lav of achilas chametz. Nor in the Tashbisu licked that you're not allowed to eat it. Tashbisu's gedorim is only if it's a kezayis. Another prat in this shaila. What about chametz nukshe and taruvis? We know the Mishnah says in Psochim, Eilu oivrin ba Pesach, and it gives a list of all the different taruvis, chametz, and nukshe. We'll discuss Toyeribus and Miksha more later on by Bal Yiroi and by the other Isurim of Chametz. But the Mishnah says, Elu Oivrin Ba Pesach, and it gives a list of Taroibus and Nuksha. We know it's a Machlekes Rashi Toisvis over there. Rashi learns, Elu Oivrin, you're Oivr Bal Yiro. There's Bal Yiro and Tashbisu on Chametz, Nuksha, and Taroibus. Toisvis, though, learns, no. Elu Oivrin means it's usher to eat Taroibus and Nuksha. There's no Bal Yiro and Taroibus and Nuksha. Zogte Ben Chesrinach, it would be an Afkimina. Can you eat Taroibus and Nuksha on Erev Pesach? If there's an Isser of Achilas Chametz, so it's usher to eat it. But if it's really only usher because of Tashbisu and Bal Yiroh, if there's no Bal Yiroh and Tashbisu on Nuksha, Memela, there won't be an Isser to eat it either. Now the Menchas Chinuch comes out that that's grad not true, because the Kuliyamah there's no Isser to eat Nuksha and Taruvus on Erev Pesach. Even like Rabbi Yehuda, that there's an Isser Mefurish of Achilas Chametz on Erev Pesach, that's only going on Chametz Gomer. The Riboy of Chametz Nuksha and Taruvus is certainly only during the 7 days. The Menchas Chinuch then, B'Ktsara, brings a topic of Bittel. He says he doesn't want to be Mayrach about it, neither will we, but a little bit to talk about the concept of Bittel Chametz. We know that it's possible, besides doing Bidika and Beer and destroying the Chametz, Al Yidei Mefarer V'Zayru L'Ruach, or even better, by burning it, there's also a Musag of Bittel Chametz. And technically, Midoi Raisa, if a person's Mevatel the Chametz, he's not Oivr Bal Yiroh anymore. What's the Pshat in Bittel? Rashi in Psochem Malamed Bey says, Dalet Amid Beis. Bittel is learned out from Tashbisu. Ach, by Yoyim HaRishon Tashbisu, Tashbisu could also be understood to mean Bittel. Tosfos argues on the Rambam Rashi. One of his kashas is, how could Tashbisu mean Bittel? Tashbisu, we discussed this in the previous year. Tashbisu is being done exactly at Chatzos. And at Chatzos, the Chametz is already Osir. And there's a klal. You cannot be Mevatel Chametz once it's Osir. Chametz could only be in his battle before this mana Isser. Once this mana Isser, it's impossible to be Mevatel Chametz. So Toysis, it can't be that that's Pshat and Tashbisu. Toysis therefore learns that the concept of Bittel Chametz is Hefker. And that's a huge topic in Psochem. Like Rashi, Bittel Chametz is from Tashbisu. Toysis learns that Bittel Chametz is Hefker. The Ran and the Ramban, Ba'arichos handle the Musig of Bittel. And there's a lot of Torah there. We'll say one gang. Again, there are other ways of understanding the Ran and Ramban. But one of the mahalchim that they teach up is that we know that be'emes, chametz is really osur b'hano. And if chametz is osur b'hano, so why should you bechlal be over bal yiro? It's not yours. It says, lo yiro alecha. Lo yiro alecha. It's not lecha. It's asuri hano. Isuri hano is not yours. Isuri hano is ene b'shuschas, ene shaloi. It's not yours. Why are you bechlal over bal yiro? Famous Gemara. Shnei dvarim asana kasev kilu hein b'shusay. The Torah was mechadish that the chametz is considered yours. B'negeya, that you should be over bal yiro. Meaning, be'emes really it shouldn't be yours because it's isuri hano, and isuri hano is not considered yours, and then by default you wouldn't be over lo yiro. The chiddush ha-Torah is that we consider it yours. That's a given. Zok Duran and the Ramban. Bittel is a gilui das that you're not interested in that. Present of Asoy and Hakosov, and if I'm a male, you won't be over because it's Taka, not yours. So again, B'Ktsara, Bittel Chametz, like Rashi, is Tashbisu, you're making it like Ofer, you mashbis the Chametz. Toysa says it's a word of Hefker. The Ran and the Ramban learn it's a Giloy that you're not interested in the Asoy and Hakosov. And if you're not having the Asoy and Hakosov and you have a right before this Manisr to be my Dia, Moisir my Da, that you don't want the Asoy and Hakosov, so then you won't be over Bal Yiroh. The Maram Chalava has an interesting kasha on Rashi's pshat that the chometz is mamish like offer. You mashbis it. So he says, so why can't you have enough from the chometz? It's not chometz, it's offer. And he carefully bavarns. He's not coming to say you should be able to eat the chometz. Because if you eat the chometz, you're megaladas that obviously it's not considered offer. But if you're not eating it, you just want to have enough, you want to sit on it, you want to be nene from it in some non-eating fashion. Why is it usher? It's takanat chometz. If bittel works that you're not even bal yiro, why shouldn't bittel hareyuka offer also allow you to be nene from the chometz? Another basic psochem topic is the beginning on the Bezim and Aleph, the famous kasha that Rashi and Toysus and all the Rishonim ask. If midoy raisa be'emes bittel works, hefker, tashbisu, giloy das on the asona kosa, vazol nizayn. But when a person is mevatel chometz, be'emes he's not over bal yiro anymore. So what's the whole topic of boidkin es hachometz? You have to be boidik and clean out the house and be mevayir it and destroy it. What do you need? Bediku beer, bebittel sagi. And midoraisa bittel is really good. So what do you whole need the bedika and beer? So again, this is a huge topic, but the headlines, Rashi says, in the beginning of Pesachim, the purpose of Bedikah and Beer is that you shouldn't be over Bal Yirah. The Mefarshim explained, because we're choishish, maybe you're not going to be Mavatl with the right Kavana. Maybe you'll have Charota on the Bittel. Maybe Metchila, you won't have the right Das and Bittel. You know, there's anyways three different Mahalchim what Bittel is. Maybe you're going to have the wrong Pshat and Bittel. We're worried about the Bittel. Toysis learns, no, Be'emes Bittel is good. And Medoy Raisa, you don't need Bedikah and Beer for Bal Yirah. The whole thing of Bedikah and Beer, after you already did a Bal Yirah, after you already did a Bittel, is only for a new Gezerah of Shema Yovi La'ochle. This machloik is threaded through the whole perek there, whether the Bedikah and Beer of the Mishnah over there is a Takana de Rabbanon Shema Yovi La'ochle, or it's directly related to the Bal Yirah, has many repercussions as it threads through the Sugya. But the Menachas Chinuch says he's not going to be Meirich about that. Moving along, the Menachas Chinuch brings that the Shagasari and most of the Achrayim Neman that Avad and Noshim are also Mechuyiv in the Mitzvah of Tashbisu. Earlier, the Menachas Chinuch had mentioned, we mentioned it in the previous year, that if you learn that Tashbisu is an Isser essay, then Avad it makes sense that Noshim should be Chayiv, even though it's a Zman Grama, just like Noshim are Chayiv in Yomtif. But if it's a Mitzvah Kiyumis that you're supposed to go do, maybe it's a Zman Grama and Noshim should be Potter. That was one of the nafkaminas the Menachas Chinuch mentioned in the previous year. We talked about whether Tashbisu is a kiyum or a iser. But lamaisa the achrov the achroinim is that noshem avada achayiv. There's a gzereshov a seor from Bal Yirah, and avada noshem also have the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Continues the Menachas Chinuch. What about avadim? Avadim are like noshem, but he says avadim. It's interesting. You'll never have a case of Tashbisu, because an eved can't have anything, and Tashbisu is only on something that you own. And mashakono eved, kono rabbi. So be'etzem, it's not shayich Tashbisu by an eved. He then clears, what about a chetzi eved, chetzi ben choyren, in a case when you're not mechuyev to be meshacher him? So then what would be, the din is he's oived as rabbi yeymechad and as atzma yeymechad. So every other day he does own things. So if Yud Dalet Nisan is punked one of his days that he owns himself, so he could own chametz, and he'll have Tashbisu. And if he eats the chametz on Erev Pesach, like we mentioned before, it's usher to eat it, als Tashbisu. But if punked Yud Gimel Nisan was a day that he owns himself, and now Yud Dalet is a day that the rabbi owns him, so anything that he has then, even stuff that he had from yesterday, l'chayra transition itself, and now it belongs to the rabbi. Masha kono eved kono rabbi. It won't be shayich Tashbisu by an eved, and not by a chetzi eved, chetzi ben choyrin. The Menachas Chinuch then declares what would be by a chayr shayt of a cotton, who in any which way were zoiche in something through Yerusha or through Schia, would they have Tashbisu? Would it be usher to give them to eat the chametz on Erev Pesach? As we mentioned earlier, that eating chametz on Erev Pesach is usher mitzad Tashbisu. And that's a nidden that the Menachas Chinuch handles. He says he will handle it more when he gets to the lava of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotze. Moving along, we know that chametz is osir b'hano. It's a machlokes tanoi. Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds chametz is not osir b'hano, but we paskin chametz is osir b'hano. And like we mentioned already, technically it shouldn't be mishkachas ever to be over Bal Yirah, because the chametz doesn't belong to you, and it's any b'shusay, any shaloi, it's isuri hano, you're not over. No, the chiddush is asana kosuv, as if it is yours. So there's a famous shail in the Achroinim. What if you have chametz that's osir b'hano for another reason, besides that it's chametz? L'moshel, you made some chametz out of klai hakerem. Klai hakerem is isuri hano. Is there Bal Yirah on chametz of klai hakerem? On one hand, the Achroinim want to say that the chiddush of aso and akos of kiluhein bershusoi is a chiddush only legabe chametz. But if you have a piece of chametz that has a tzveita, an under-receiver that it's isuri hano, so when it comes Pesach time, you don't have to destroy it. There's no Bal Yirah. You don't have to do bittel, because if you look at this piece of chametz, it's not yours. There's no Bal Yirah. Shel choy ataroya, aval ataroya shel acherim v'shel gavoya. And this chametz of klai hakerem, it's isurei hana. It's osur b'hano as klai hakerem. And if it's osur b'hano as klai hakerem, so there's no Bal Yirah. Oy dilma, the cler of the achroinim is, the prima godim and other achroinim, the Menachas Chinuch brings in, that once the Torah was mechadish, aso na kosuf ki'ilu, it's yours. So if the Torah was mechadish, aso na kosuf ki'ilu, it's yours. Migu, we'll use a sprach, that the Torah made aso na kosuf klapi the chametz, there's aso na kosuf also klapi the klai hakerem, and there would be Bal Yirah, and you have to destroy it and do bittel or whatever has to be done. But that's a shaila. Again, whether the asor and akosev is only klapei chometz, or there's an asor and akosev also if there's another siba on the chometz. Now, the classic dogma for this is isuri hanoah, but there are other examples. Interesting maisa in the ktsois in Reish Ayin Gimel. The ktsois in Reish Ayin Gimel, the topic over there is hefker. And the ktsois's agenda there really is that he's machadash, that hefker is midin neder, and his big theme is that hefker really still is yours till the other guy is zoich in it. No, there's a chalois neder of hefker on it that allows the other person to take it, and it's not bershuscha anymore. It's ain't a bershusai, but technically it's still shaloi. It technically still belongs to you. And the chalois has various issues related to hefker in that topic. Toichat dvarim he brings that we mentioned earlier that there's a machloikis Rashi toises what bittul is. Is bittul and that from tashbisu or is bittul midin hefker? So Rashi said that bittul was learned that from tashbisu. Toises had kashis on it. Toises said bittul is hefker. Zoktik sois, you know why Rashi didn't want to learn that bittul is hefker? Rashi had to say that bittul is a new word of tashbisu, that you make it like offer. Because Rashi held like his tzad zoktik sois, that hefker is really still yours. So you're vaitig going to be over bal yura. What does it help? What does it help you do bittul? Bittul is hefker. So it's hefker. Hefker is still yours, till someone else is zoichen. Who's going to want this piece of chametz? It's going to remain yours. You're going to be over bal yura. Aye, bavarn's the ksois, but it's soif kol soif, it's hefker, it's ainib shuscha. So you shouldn't be over, you're not over on chametz when it's not bershuscha. Oh, bezok the ksois, no, but chametz is asor na kosov kilu, it is bershuscha. You see from the ksois that he understood that the asor na kosov kilu hi bershuscha not only applies to chametz, it applies also if there's another siba. Earlier we were talking about if the other siba is klaya kerem. We're now adding hu adin if the other siba is hefker. If the other Siba is Hefker, there's still going to be an Asa and a Kosov. Also, Klapi the Hefker. Another Shaila in the Achroinim that's relevant to this issue is Chometz HaGozul. If a person has Chometz Gezula, is the Nigzal Oivram Bal Yirah by Chometz Gezula. So, the Noida Behuda, in the Tshuva we mentioned earlier, in Simen Chaf, the Noida Behuda says that you're not over on Chometz Gezula, because it's Einer B'Shuscha. The Nigzal, it's Einer B'Shuscha. Since it's Einer B'Shuscha, he's not over. Rabbi Kiveger, though, in Tshuva says no. Who cares if it's Nigzal and it's Einer B'Shuscha? Aber Shnei Dvarim Asoan HaKosov, Ke'ilu it's B'Shuscha. And if it's Shnei Dvar Maso and Akosav Ki'ilu, it's Bershusai. The same way Chometz, Klapi, the Isser of Chometz, has a Chiddush that it's Aso and Akosav as if it's Bershuscha. So who would then if it's Nigzal? You would still be Oiver. You know why a Nigzal is not Oiver on Bal Yiro? Zok Rabbi Kiveger? Because he's an Oinus. Someone stole it from him. He's an Oinus. What should he do? It was stolen. He doesn't have an opportunity to burn it or destroy it. So he's an Oinus. But Zok Rabbi Kiveger, that's why he's not Oiver. Mitzad, the Einer Bershusai, that Dover HaGozel is not Bershus the Nigzal, that wouldn't help. Asan akosav keilu it's b'shusay. Zem invited this machlokes the ktsois, the Rabbi Kiveger, the Noida Behuda, whether when you have chametz that besides the fact that it's isuri hanov chametz has another siba that it's ainu b'shuscha, it's isuri hanov klaya kerem, it's gozul, it's hefker. Does the asan akosav only apply to chametz, or does the asan akosav also apply vayter klapi another siba? Mechas Chinuch continues. On the mitzvah of Tashbisu, does a person have to spend all of his nechassim? He always does this, the Menchas Chinuch. There's a din that by a mitzvah's essay, a person has to be mevazveiz only chaymish of nechassim. But to prevent being over a lav, a person has to be willing to give up all his money. Now Tashbisu is a mitzvah's essay. But past this, he would only have to give up chaymish nechassim. But on the other hand, Tashbisu is different than a regular mitzvah's essay. A regular mitzvah essay, lulav. Someone forces you and says, I'm not going to let you be noit to lulav unless you pay me a huge amount of money. How much do you have to be willing to pay for the mitzvah of lulav? Chaymish nechassav. Because not doing lulav will be that you're over the mitzvah essay of lulav one time. When it comes the end of the day and you still hadn't been noit to lulav, you will mevatel the mitzvah essay one time. Oh, but the essay of Tashbisu, clears the Menchas Chinuch, kol rega verega, starting from Chatzois, kol rega verega, nochamol and nochamol, you're being mevatel the essay, you're being over the essay, mevatel the essay, clears the Menchas Chinuch, maybe the idea that you're only over if it's chaymish nechosov is only by an essay that it's a pchad pa'ami, it's one time. But being over on Tashbisu, which is many, many times, maybe then it's more chomer. He brings a dogma for such a thing. The sugi in Yuma, in Machilon, I say Hakal, Hakal Koidin. The Ran over there in Yuma says, you have a dilemma, you have a choyle, sheyesh by sakona, so you have to do something for him. He needs to eat meat. It's Shabbos. The options are to either shecht him a korban and be over skilo of chilul Shabbos of shechting, and then I'll have kosher meat, or there's nevela meat available. But he has to eat many kazesim. For his machal, it's necessary to eat many kazesim. Zok Duran, it's better to be over skilo of Shabbos once than being over many kazesim of nevela. It's a shayla that we show you, but that's the Ran's shita. So Claire's the Menchus Chinuch, you see from here that Isser Kal many times could be more chomer than one Isser chomer. So he says, Tashbisu is more chomer than a lav. It's you're over the essay so many times. Maybe then Avada, the din should be that you have to be mevazviz all of your nechasim. Who would then like Abi Tshuva? We know the klal is that for a mitzvah's essay, Tshuva itself is machaper. You don't need Yom Kippur. For a lav, it's Tshuva toila and Yom Kippur machaper. But by an essay, Tshuva itself is machaper. Clarita, maybe Tashbisu is different. That's by a, you know, essay. One time, you didn't shake lulav, you didn't wear tefillin, you didn't. Oh, but Tashbisu, kol rega v'rega, you were over the isra of Tashbisu, the essay of Tashbisu. Efshir, it's more chomer. The Menchus Chinuch ends off with one last topic. It's a topic that we're going to come back to in Bal Yiroh and Bal Yimotze. But he brings it up over here already. Because the Chinuch, the truth is, brings it up. The Chinuch says, if someone's over on Tashbisu and he's not Mevatel the Chometz, he's not Mevar the Chometz, so he's over on Tashbisu. And also, when it comes Pesach, he's over the Lav of Lo Yimotze. So the Menchus Chinuch asks an interesting question. He says, Tashbisu is only on Erev Pesach, although we cleared, we had a tzad Tashbisu was also the 7 days. Over Be'ikr Tashbisu was on Yudalid Nisan. Bal Yiroh and Bal Yimotze is on the 7 days of Pesach. Why are we mentioning it here? So he brings up a topic which it's Yiduah, it's a machlekes Rishonim. We'll give the headlines of it. It's a sugya that comes up later by Bal Yiroh and Bal Yimotze. We know that the sugya in Pesachim, Dav Dalid, Dav Hei, Ba'arichus came to explain that the Pasuk of Ach Bayoy Marishan Tashbisu means on Yudalad Nisan. That's already from Chatzoy Sahayoyim on Yudalad Nisan, there's a din of Tashbisu. On the other hand, though, the Lav of Bal Yiroh, the Lav of Bal Yimotze, it says, Mefurash, Lo Yiroh, Shivas Yomim. Lo Yimotze, Shivas Yomim. So the Pashtas, Bal Yiroh only starts at night. Oh, but there's Diyukim in Rishonim, in Rashi, in Baba Kama Choftes, Rashi, in Psochem Davdalad, is Mavur that Bal Yiroh also starts already from Chatzois. Once we learned out, Chazal learned out that Tashbisu starts from Chatzois of Yudalad Nisan, who would then Bal Yiroh starts from Chatzois? Then it says it's a steer in Rashi, Rashi in Psochem Samach Gimel is Mashma Nishtaza. The Shaila is, what's the Dasa Rambam in this topic? There's a big Arichas in that Shuvas Noy de Behuda that we mentioned, in Shuvah Chof, he talks about that this steer also. There's a Diak in the Rambam, that the Rambam also holds that Bal Yiroh is ready from Chatzos. What's the Diak? The Rambam, in Hilchas Chometz Umatzah, Perek Gimel Alocha Ches, the Rambam brings down the Yesod that we mentioned before, that Bittul Chometz could only be done before Chatzos, because once it's Chatzos, the Chometz is Aser Ba'ano. Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Chometz is Aser Ba'ano already from Chatzos. If the Chometz is Aser Ba'ano, you can't do Bittul. So Zok the Rambam, you must do the Bittul before Chatzos, because if you're not going to do the Bittul before Chatzos, you're going to be over Bal Yiroh. So the Ravid was Medayik, and that's the Pashtus. If you're not going to do Bittul before Chatzos, you'll be over Bal Yiroh right away by Chatzos. And the Ravid attacks that. He says, Vos haste, Bal Yiroh shivas yomim ksiv. It's only 7 days. Is the emissary, is the Magid Mishnah says that that's not what the Rambam meant. The Rambam meant, if you're not going to do Bittul before Chatzos, so then 6 hours later, when it will become the night, and you haven't had done Bittul, and it's too late to do Bittul after Chatzos, you'll be over Bal Yiroh at the night. And the Rambam also only meant that. But a lot of the Achrayim want to say no, that the Rambam holds, in fact, that the Bal Yiroh also starts from Chatzos. It's a Gzeres Shavas, Se'or, Se'or, from Tashbisu, from Chometz. Bal Yiroh is also from Chatzos. Now, interesting Ha'orah, the Behuda tells, at the Mafteach of the Rambam, we started with the Shia with this, the Mafteach in the Rambam, before the Rambam, the Ediyar HaChazaka, there's always the Mafteach where he says the basic Hagdom of each Pasuk of the Lavim and the Essen that are going to be Negeya in these Halachas. He says, Tashbisu bi Yudalad Nisan, or mi Yudalad Nisan, we said clearly before, Tashbisu bi Yudalad Nisan, and Lav of Bal Yiroh Shivas Yomim. If Bal Yiroh is also be Yudalad Nisan, the Rambam should have said, Bal Yiroh also from Yudalad Nisan. The Rambam clearly says, Tashbisu is on Yudalad. Bal Yiroh is only on the 7 days. So the Rabbi Yehuda says, since Bal Yiroh is mefurish only on the 7 days, it's only a gzeirah shava that teaches us that he doesn't mention in the Mafteach. The Mafteach, he doesn't mention such things. But the emes is yes, that there's Bal Yiroh already from Chatzos. Amol, I wanted to say an interesting vort, klapi this shayla. Why taka do all inyonim of Pesach start from Chatzos? It's already usher to eat chametz from Chatzos. Tashbisu is from Chatzos. We don't find the other moyadim that 6 hours before the yontif it kicks in this din. So there's makoros in the Rishonim that in Mitzrayim, you know, just as in Yiddishkeit, a new day is heralded in at the beginning of the night, and in Western culture, midnight is when it's heralded in a new day. There were other cultures where the beginning of the morning heralded in a new day. And in Mitzrayim, Chatzos Hayoyim is when it heralded in a new day. So the truth is, you know, every year we're supposed to go as if we're going out of Mitzrayim. So we start going out of Mitzrayim, we start Pesach from Chatzos. Because that's really on the Mitzri calendar when the day starts. But then we turn into Yidden, we have a Yitzias Mitzrayim, there's a transition, and we turn into Yidden. But Al Kuponim, it could be that the Bal Yiroh Shivas Yomim. Yeah, it's Shivas Yomim. No, the Shivas Yomim, on one hand, it starts from Chatzos, because Chatzos already is in Mitzvah Shecheshben Tesvov. But then, Pesach should end already on Chof Aleph Nisan Chatzos. No, because we turned into Yidden, so we transferred over. And that's the Bal Yiroh Shivas Yomim. No, the Shivas Yomim transferred. There's even a Gevaldik Adik. The Pasuk says you should eat the matzah ad esrim ve'echad yoyim ba'orev. And the Mafarshim Shtel, what's the lashon of the Pasuk? You should eat the matzah ad esrim ve'echad yoyim ba'orev. Why not? Everything in Yiddishkeit goes till the night. Teretz says, no, we started from Chatzos. Maybe we should also continue only till esrim ve'echad Chatzos ha'yoyim. Teretz says, no, we became Yidden, ba'orev. So Klai Yisrael Baitzach, the emesis they have an Arichas Dvorim on this topic of that we switch from the Mitzvah Shecheshben to the Yiddish Shecheshben. Fernando Ritzayt Efsher, but Klapi, this Nakud of the Bal Yiroh, maybe the Rambam holds that Bal Yiroh starts from Chatzos, because in Alin, Yonam, we start from Chatzos. It's not a theory that he said it's Bal Yiroh Shivas Yomim, because the way you reckon the Shivas Yomim starts on the Mitzvah Shecheshben, and it's a Beitzach Iber to the Yiddish Shecheshben. But we have to Oid Chazoin on this topic.